When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Super Bowl Sunday and almost Valentine's Day and with birthdays to celebrate edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Today is a great day to share, by the way, because we got some of the best healers on the planet in here, and they work remotely, so they can help you and your animal friends no matter where you are. Anyway, have your friends, family go to MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and, go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. That will bring the page up. And, let's see, I believe it is the first post under the show topic for today, because I just posted it yesterday, and for anybody that doesn't know, Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here. And Dr. Nels, you may have seen it because it came from the group that you're a member of, I know, the Spiritual Pet Connection. But I think this is one of my most favorite Facebook posts ever. Okay, so you just got to go and look at it. And I don't know where it was, and there isn't any for information except what's written there, so I can't ask your questions, but it's somewhere on the planet where cheetahs live, and Linda saw it too. Okay, you saw it with the ranger, the forest ranger. Apparently he said that the cheetahs sleep with him at night. He sleeps under some kind of lean-to out, and so they didn't believe him, so they set up a camera. Oh my gosh, it's the greatest video and that you've ever seen. It's totally amazing to see these cheetahs curl up with this guy. So you got to go. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. It's the first post under the show topic today. So check it out because it's one of the best ever. All righty. And let's go ahead and officially let everybody know who's here. As always, keeping us running smoothly and on the air would be Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Uncle Nathan.
Good morning, Martha, and lots of stuff happening this weekend, so happy everything.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Fortunately, that doesn't happen till this afternoon, so we're all good. You can stay here and be with us, and then you can go do all of that. It's almost Valentine's Day tomorrow, and I should just alert you all, just so you know, if you're single parents of your dog and cat and animal friends, you need to go shopping for them and get yourself a Valentine's Day card or some flowers or some candy or whatever it is that you would like, because your animals would like to wish you happy Valentine's Day and get you a gift. So you get to go shopping for yourself because they can't. But pick up something for them, too, while you're shopping. But shop for everybody and get something for yourself. And happy Valentine's Day tomorrow. Let's see. Anyway, Nathan, it's a very pretty day out there. Beautiful sunshine. It's been really, really cold at my house the last two nights. Totally frosted in the morning. And the good news is, they got this morning, 28 degrees. But even though that's really cold, At my house, that's now good news. Because guess what? Hummingbird nectar doesn't freeze until it's 27 degrees. So 28 degrees is good news.
There you go.
You don't have to pull them in or wrap them up and that kind of stuff. So at least the hummingbird nectar stayed thawed. It's kind of nice that it has to get colder, you know, to freeze. But looking over, because we're on the east side and we look towards Seattle, it's kind of cool. We can see the very top of the Olympics, but it looks like Seattle's all socked in.
Except for the little tippy tops of the...
Well, what we can see is the top of the box the base needle came in. So we know that's still there. But
I see
a couple
more buildings off to the right, too, but we at least got the top part of Seattle right now.
Yeah. We got the big box. It is a beautiful Sunday morning, and I think that's going to hold for part of the day, but then don't we... We have some weather coming in, don't we, Nathan?
Not until later this evening. We'll see pretty much partly sunny skies. We'll slowly see clouds roll in throughout the day, but more of the weather is expected to happen overnight.
All right, but then we got rain tomorrow?
We do. On and off, looks like, and throughout most of the day.
All right, well, we'll get everybody's opinion on this, but, you know, it's the 13th of February today. I know that because tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Anyway, I remember, I think the weather forecast looking forward, and I think Natasha confirmed this last month. We'll have to check with her next week. But I think even she said we were likely to get more snow in February, but it certainly hasn't looked that way so far. Can you see anything in the projected forecast or anything, Nathan? Do we look like
Looking like we're going to kind of hold steady at the temperatures, at least for the week coming up. That rain we're having tomorrow is actually really only the only day of rain we'll have throughout the week. We'll just go back to mostly cloudy skies and stay pretty dry.
So I guess we'll still be wondering if winter's going to return. Well, I mean, it's still here temperature-wise and all of that, but gosh, we've been kind of blessed with not so much rain or snow and all of that, and maybe, hopefully. I was hoping we got it all last month. So, anyway, now, in her moodlet studio, all by herself in there, would be Animal World's call screener, Stacy Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
And how was church this morning?
It was very good. Thank you.
All right. We've got a real ritual going on now here in the studios because Stacy goes early to church now. So they switch things up. So she gets here a little late. And on... the second Sunday of the month, when Dr. Nels and Linda are here, Dr. Nels has become the designated guy to go down and let Linda let Stacy in. And today, Linda, you got hung up, so it was you too. So anyway, kind of works. We all get in here, so we're all here. And we Stacy happened to be hanging out in the studio when I took the picture today. Was kind of last minute. So I got all three of them. So if you want to see all three of them, Dr. Nels, Linda, and Stacy.
If you want to see what we don't look like.
Well yeah. check it on out. And then you don't look that, see what you don't look like. Does that?
Because of most of our faces actually covered.
Oh, right. Yeah, because, yeah, they're still all in, what do I call you? The masked bandits when I took your picture, I think, you know, because everybody was all masked up. So you have to imagine their faces, but trust me, they're there. And you can see them on Facebook. And let's see. So it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and Sister Rasmussen. I know a lot of you sometimes mistake them for husband and wife, but that's why I throw in sister a lot, so you know, just because their names are the same, they're brother and sister. So, you know, maybe this healing gift is genetic.
And then, of course, the complicated, I'm married to a Martha.
Well, yeah. And then we got another Martha that's on the wings because there's two of us, and... Yeah, so anyway, and your Martha is doing well, I hope.
Yeah, doing well. She's been working hard outside like me, just enjoying the lovely weather.
Yeah, so you come down from way up by where you're in the shadow of White Horse Mountain.
Shadow of White Horse Mountain, almost in Darrington.
Almost in Darrington, and the weather's been good up there, dry.
No snow, that
kind of stuff. Just
our
cold.
Snow in Swede Heaven, where I live, is gone. At least on my end of it.
Yeah.
Up in Darrington proper, there's still quite a few areas that have snow, in the trees and stuff, because it hasn't warmed up all that much if you're not in the sunshine.
Right, yeah. And you are, that's higher elevation up there and north and stuff, so you generally get more anyway. So
right, yeah.
You can still find some up there. Yeah, okay. All righty then. So let's, before we officially start the show, we might as well talk about, we have some birthdays today, don't we, Nathan? That we get to celebrate, and we have a human birthday, although he's not here that we can actually say happy birthday, but you all are getting to know now the author of Lance, the story about the border collie, A Spirit Unbroken, Walter Stoffel, who's doing the education shows with me now. Anyway, it's Walter's birthday today, so we want to say happy birthday to Walter from the animal world. And then Nathan, we have somebody sort of in our animal world immediate family kind of here whose birthday. So
in a way,
who's having a birthday today?
Yeah, well, yesterday actually was Abby's third birthday.
Okay, and Abby is Nathan's border collie, and so she's 3 years old. Huh?
3 years old already.
So she's
time flies.
Almost a woman. I mean,
she's old enough to drink. She's 21 in human years.
Well,
so you can say that.
Dogs tend to mature. I mean, medium to large side breeds tend to mature between 3 and 5 years of age. So that's what I meant. She's breaching that. So maybe we could give her 21 or something here. Now, did you have a special birthday celebration for Abby?
We gave her like a doggy birthday cake, which we always do. It's like a little meatball wrapped in some like a bread roll, and then we put like a little bit of cheese on top as like icing, so it's like a doggy birthday cake.
Okay, well, hopefully she's listening, so how about we play something for Abby and Walter too?
All right, here you go.
The Jingle Cats are there they are. Thank you, Jingle Cats. Thank you, Mike Spala, for creating these wonderful concoctions. And he did an extra good job on happy birthday, don't you think? Love that. Anyway, happy birthday, Abby Dog, and happy birthday, Walter Stoffel. And almost happy Valentine's Day tomorrow. And I guess I have to say, because it is kind of an animal day this afternoon, because sports teams often are named after animals. We have two animals playing in the Super Bowl today, do we not?
That is right.
And I think our biggest football expert and fan around is Dr. Nels.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, in that case, the Bengals are going to eat up the Rams.
Hey,
I'm with you on that.
Well, now, because all I heard yesterday, anytime I heard someone say who they're rooting for, they're all rooting for the Rams. And I have to say, I haven't been a huge, and real into football since I was a kid, but, I've always paid attention and all of that. But I got real indoctrinated, I think might be the word, by Mike, production engineer before you, Nathan. And he used to be a huge fan, and then got into all the problems with, the sport now, and especially the injuries and the health and all of that. And he really kind of pulled us away from that. But since he isn't here, we can talk about these things now. And I figured it was worth talking about. I don't usually care about the Super Bowl unless, like the Seahawks are playing or something. That, of course, is not the case this year. But I just have to say that I have been paying attention, sort of, And honestly, I don't know. I've just never really cared for the Rams, and I don't know why. I don't. I don't have any reason for it. I just, for whatever reason, they've never felt good to me.
Maybe because you're a Seahawks fan, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks can never seem to beat the Rams. I mean, the defense is always just dominating over the Seahawks, so. There could be that behind.
Well,
it.
There might be, but I don't know. I've just never, they've just never, I just have never been all that thrilled. However, we have just begun the Chinese astrological year of the tiger.
Here we go.
And guess who guess who's a tiger?
Yeah.
Me.
A tiger.
Yeah,
you
see my gold tigers on? I wear, the tiger eye I wear every Sunday for the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's because I'm a tiger.
Hmm.
So who do you think I'm rooting for?
I would think the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. I'm a tiger. So I'm into it simply because I'm a tiger. They're tigers. I think it's the year of the tiger.
It should be
and,
a Bengals victory because it's the year of the tiger.
Well, but
think?
Also, they've never won before. Isn't
they've
that
never,
true?
I don't think, even been in the Super Bowl before.
Yeah, they haven't been close. Yeah. So how cool would that be? Let's have somebody who's never won before.
It's
and I
a
think
great
the Rams
Cinderella
have won
story.
Once before.
But it was a long time ago.
Right, but they've won once. So it's only fair in the year of the Tiger that the Bengals win. So I think, the Rams should just kind of not try very hard. I mean, well, they should anyway because they're the home team, so that's not really fair.
Well, they need to bench Matthew Stafford like they did for the Seahawks game.
Okay. All right. So are we online? Stacey, you haven't chimed in. Do you care?
I don't care. I'm not the Sean McVay. I just don't like him. He's the Rams coach. He just thinks he's too cool, so that bugs me. So I'm a Bengals fan today.
All right. So we are all in alignment. Are we? Hey, cool.
Well,
all
here's
right.
A funny thing. I'm looking at the matchup, and it says Los Angeles Rams at Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, that's the way the NFL has. It's funny because they're playing in their home field, right?
Right, yeah.
Or at least their hometown. But they're designated the away team because of the way it works with the divisions in the mm-hmm. in the NFL. So it is funny, isn't it? Not at home in your own home. Well.
I think that actually happened last year when the Buccaneers were playing because they were in Tampa Bay. And I think the Buccaneers were also the away team in that game, too. I could be wrong, though, but I have to double check.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, except that just saying they're away team doesn't really mean anything if you're playing in your own stadium.
Yeah, but it's important to look at the proper side of the scoreboard.
I don't know. The Buccaneers were the home team in that game, but yeah, this time around it's the opposite.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're all going to be rooting for the Bengals, and hopefully it's a Tiger Day. And I think it doesn't it start like around 3:00, something like that.
3:30.
All right. So.
Although I think the pregame started already.
Well, yeah, the parties start all the time, but that it's important to be here. To get yourself all balanced up and in good shape. So you're going to want to call in for free remote treatments with Dr. Nels and Linda. And let's see. I think we might as well go ahead and make Nathan happy and stay on time. So let's take care of our advertisers on cue. We'll come back and officially start the show. And I'll just let you know right now that we don't have a lot of stuff to talk about in addition to what we're doing today. So we can take phone calls whenever you would like. So if you're out there and eager to get a remote treatment from Nels or Linda for you or your animal friends, will you just pick up the phone right now? Because we'll start phone calls right after we start the show when we come back. A local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, Nathan can put photographs you send us an email up on our screen for us. So if you're going to call in, we'd love you to send us a picture of you and a picture of your animal friend. And that makes it easier for Dr. Nels and Linda to tune in. And it's fun for us because we get to actually see who's out there.
Right.
All right. So Go ahead and give us a call. Send us emails. Otherwise, stay right where you are and support our advertisers. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just about to officially start today's show. And we are here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, and we heard from, well, gosh, sitting right here, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And you can check him out online if you want to go to healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free, no-obligation phone evaluation, just like I do. And so Dr. Nels, you like everybody to go through your website, right? And,
well, if they have the ability to do the internet, then please go through my website. You go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button, and then you just fill out a little form, and I get back to you pronto, and we talk about what we need to talk about.
Yeah, and if you do that, see, he won't lose you.
Yeah.
But if you call, then you could get lost in the phone log and all of that, kind of like what happens to me. But so that's why he prefers you come through the website if you can.
Yeah, my computer will keep reminding me about you.
And then remember, he's got the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself program available, and we will talk more about that coming up. But basically, healingministryforanimals.com. Check it out. Oh, and the YouTube channel, Nels Rasmussen.
Right.
And do you have any idea how many before and after videos you have up there?
It's probably around 50. Before I had all my trouble with the state thing that happened, and I had 50 videos up.
Yeah.
There's a few I may not have put back up just because I feel like they weren't really
that good.
Some of them were kind of like redos of something else. And yeah, you know, so I may have pared it down slightly, but it's close to 50 videos.
All right. Well, that's a great way for you to get a feel for Dr. Nels and how he works and what he works on and so forth. And, boy, if you want to be totally shocked and impressed. I mean, it's really amazing to see these before and after stories. And you, Nels, to us that are part of your group and on your email list, you send out a before and after video like every couple weeks or
right.
So, usually on a Sunday. And I think 2 weeks ago, you sent one out. But it was the Sunday that I wasn't in, you know, it wasn't a live show, so I couldn't comment on it. But I'll tell you, my goodness, I was really impressed. I'm always impressed when I see these before and after videos, but an old dog that responded very well. But then the owner started thinking that maybe she could be helped. So
I think that's something else we could talk about, because that was really, really impressive to hear what she had to say.
Right.
So I'd be interested in hearing more from Dr. Nels on that. But just for the time being right now, remember that you can contact Nels through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link, and he will get back to you shortly. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love for you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates. You get links on the website and interviews on the show. And we'd love to have you join us. So if you're interested, you can shoot me an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just give me a call, 360-217-7258. Not now, because I'm on the radio. Well, you can call now, but I won't get it till I get home. But you can call me anytime when I'm not on the air at 360-217-7258. All righty. So I think before it's too late, let's officially start the show. If you haven't been here before for this, I officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday, do a couple of little St. Francis prayers. And then we have some affirmations that get us all energized up for the day and the week. And we get also a bunch of good vibrations going on. All righty, so I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Oh boy, I had a message come in during that one. We have a job to do when we love train today, everybody. I guess I'll tell you about it when we get closer to the love train. All righty, now we've got our group of affirmations that we do. And this part of the show is voluntary. You can do these affirmations out loud along with me or silently along with me. You can do them during the week as I do, as I know many of you do that I hear from. Or you cannot participate at all, completely up to you. But they're very powerful and will make a difference in your lives and the positive influence, of course. And some of them we do for ourselves as individuals, some for ourselves as an animal world collective. And the first one is for us individually, and I do each of them out loud 3 times. So here we go. Affirmation number 1. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, affirmation number 2 comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out when you listen to the show if she's working on you. Often after she works on a human animal, she will give you an affirmation to keep the energy going. Well, this came out through the show and all of that. Stacy found it so powerful. She called me. I started doing it. I swear it's gotten me through the pandemic and all of that, and I find it one of the most powerful ones I do. So thank you, Linda. We do it here too. This is for all of us. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty, now one more here in this group. Or I think a couple more here in this group. This one is to take with you when you go out, to share health and well-being. Feel secure in your health and well-being rather than going out in fear. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength, flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength, flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right, and the last one in this group is from Natasha. I find this very helpful as things are changing so rapidly and there's so much stuff going on. This can help you stay in balance with it all. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. So now to complete this little group of affirmations, cross your hands over your chest and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. The last one is from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga Worldwide, and it is the Warriors of Light affirmation. And that's, I guess, okay, this is what I got when I was doing the first prayers, the message here. So we do this Warriors of Light affirmation, and when we do the love train, I'm hearing, let's send all the love and the light to Ukraine, to Russia, to Biden, to Macron, from France, that are all trying to, and let's just send that love and light over. Let's have peace. How about, should we just have peace everywhere? Wouldn't that be lovely? Let's all get along. Let's all love everybody. We're all from the same place. Let's send all that love and light over here, over there. So here we go with the Warriors of Light affirmation. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light, and help us fill this world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then. We are all spiritualized up, and we will continue sending all that love and light around the world as the show goes on. So, we are officially underway here. Alrighty. Now, I do just have a couple of things to say. I don't know what you were watching last night, Stacy, but I did check in on Animal Planet for Animal TV, and they were doing some pit bulls and parolees earlier in the day, so maybe they're getting up, gearing up for that show coming back, because that would be nice.
Yeah, I heard she finished filming this season.
Ah, so that maybe they're
coming back. Yeah,
gearing up. But
yeah,
then they switched to puppy bull stuff.
Yeah,
all last night.
That. Yeah,
and I tried to pay attention, but you know the Olympics are on too, and it was a lot of figure skating and some of that, the really cool. Now they don't just do luge; they do these other things too, and there's all kinds of women involved. Anyway, it was very cool. So I watched. So it was a puppy bull preview, the dog games, and they were like not professional trainers and their dogs, and there was a contest. And I guess because it's my profession and I'm a trainer and all of this, and I'm too critical, I think, to watch, because I was thinking this is just really stupid. These people are going into a a game challenge and a trick challenge and stuff with your dogs, and you don't teach them how to do all the simple stuff ahead of time? I mean, come on. Anyway, I watched, but anyway. There was some cute stuff, and I understand today. So if I guess this alert is to tell you that if you don't do football, you got animal options, because they keep adding them. Now there'll be the puppy bowl going on all day, and there's the kitten bowl, and now there's a shelter bowl too. So I think you can find it on Animal Planet, on Home and Garden Channel, and so all kinds of puppy and kitten stuff going on today if you don't want to do football. So you've been watching the Olympics?
Off and on. Okay. Yeah, seems like, I don't know.
What about everybody else? Dr. Nels, Linda, Nathan, any Olympic fans?
I don't have
here?
Any network TV, so I...
Oh, so you're not paying attention.
I don't really pay that much attention to most
I'm
things.
Not paying attention, sorry.
I'm a big fan of the Winter Olympics. Definitely prefer them
Thank
over the summer.
Thank goodness. I mean, what does it say if more of us around here are more familiar with the Super Bowl than the Olympics, for crying out loud?
I don't do winter sports, so it's not a thing for me. I don't ski.
So you're more of a Summer Olympic fan then?
Yeah, certain things. I don't know. I think I'd rather do stuff more than watch it all. I don't know.
Well, okay then. Never mind.
Like I started playing tennis again, so I was out playing tennis yesterday, so...
Oh,
it was outside. So.
That's a summer sport, Stacy. It's still winter.
It's spring, as long as it's not raining, you can play tennis.
Not spring yet. And Punxsutawney Phil said we got 6 more weeks of winter.
Hey, the court's dry.
I'm
so
hoping he was
there.
Really, really wrong, because it's been so nice since Groundhog Day. Which is great. So are you a great tennis player, a crappy tennis player, or a mediocre?
I was pretty
Where
good back in the day. You know,
you
I could
were.
Play,
okay.
but I haven't played for a while, but
I would
started
think you
taking it
you
up
have,
again.
For those of you that don't know you and see you, you have a body type that I would think, and you golf, that you would probably be pretty good at tennis.
Yeah, I think my job too, I'm hand-eye coordinated really well. So
Excellent.
I think it's helpful.
All right. So tennis and golf.
Getting back into it.
And so. Nathan is our frisbee golfer, or disc golf.
Yeah, a little bit of a different form. There's actually so many different types of golf that are popping up. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I drive by the disc golf course out in Monroe every Sunday when I come in. And there was only one car in the parking lot, even though it was beautiful and sunny. So it's not usual that they're out that early.
I probably don't want to get their hands frozen, and if they throw a disc into a tree with it being that cold,
ooh, will it crack it?
It might, yeah, shatter the disc. So,
oh, you can shatter a disc if they're cold.
Depending
enough.
On the plastic type they are, yes.
Huh, interesting. I guess Linda and Dr. Nels, the two of you into any winter or summer sports? And
well,
I know you go hiking a lot. And
yeah, I
around.
Used to be a competitive archer on the subject
of golf.
Oh,
an archer?
Golf,
really?
Yeah, they have archery golf. And we did that some, not a lot. I mean, but it's great fun. Instead of shooting at a target with a flat trajectory, you're shooting up in the air and letting it fall down onto a target that's laid out on the ground. So that's kind of cool.
Interesting. Hmm. I'm sure that you two will remember, or the rest of you, because she's a regular caller. But Tina, our regular caller that calls in from Lake Stevens sometimes about her animals. Well, she has horses, and she often calls about her horses. She's started doing, in the last couple of years, she's doing archery on horseback.
Oh, yeah.
And so, they learn, to ride and to shoot. Target shoot with the bow and arrow from the back of the horse. And of course you learn when you're walking, and then you do it when you're trottering and then cantering and that kind of stuff. And Tina's gotten pretty good in that I know she said that she gets to go on a demonstration, travel somewhere to do an archery demonstration that they're going to do. So
it's like a blast.
Yeah. When I had my horse and do it, there wasn't that fun kind of stuff to do, but, sounds like it would be really fun, don't you think?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Very interesting. Alrighty. So, I'm assuming we don't have anybody on the line.
We actually do.
Oh, we do. Well, son of a gun. I didn't realize.
Actually,
that
have three.
You're kidding.
Wow.
Well, I think we better take care of advertisers and get that out of the way then, and then we'll just go to the phones and stay busy on the phones. That sound
like
a plan?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Whoever's there, hold on. We'll take care of this post haste and get to these phone calls immediately once we return. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Your phone calls are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And I'm sure that's why Abby's birthday is, she's feeling so good for her birthday, is because she takes NuPro. And boy, it's a phenomenal supplement. And we are holding the space for the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Jude is doing better all the time, getting stronger. New dog, Shanti, is absolutely, I think I told you last week, could not be more perfect. I am so pleased. I am sure that Paul and Magic had their fingers and paws and toes and everything in this, and it's been divinely guided, and it really is a wonderful thing for Jude and dealing with her loneliness and so forth. But lots of prayers still needed to now really help her get moving forward. And there's still a lot to do. And we got to find her a good place to go and move and car and all that good stuff. But she is back to work a couple days a week. So you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com. You can make an appointment, go in for a gong session in the gong room's really phenomenal. Linda's smiling and nodding her head because you really think
the best.
Yeah, it's really great. And but she also works remotely, so you can do it either way. Give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206 706-2836. And all righty, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And just so you know, Nels works primarily on animals. Linda works primarily on humans. So you get double teamed. You call in, Nels does the animals, Linda does the humans, and we'll get you all fixed up. You don't have to have animals to call because you are an animal if you're a human. So y'all can call. All righty, we are heading out to Snohomish. And Beth, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda.
Hello.
Hey, Beth. What can they help you with today?
Well, I've got three dogs.
Okay. Yeah. You wanna...
The first one is Trooper. He's a 7.5-year-old shepherd mix. And he just seems like he hurts.
Oh, okay.
And he's getting grouchy.
Oh, hurts and grouchy. Well, that kind of goes together. Dr. Nels, you want to start one at a time and knock? Okay.
Let's just go jump right in here with Trooper. And he's got a blockage kind of high up on the right side of his neck that I'm going to contact here and connect up with about midway down the rib cage on the right side, a few inches away from the spine. There's another spot. If we connect those, we start the energy flowing. And we were talking earlier about some of these before and after videos that work on. And that's what I do. I connect the dots and allow the energy to flow, the neurology to sort of re-coordinate itself. Essentially, it's like we're reminding the mind-body connection to sort of get with it in the moment. Because what's happened is due to traumas and stresses, we get stuck on old responses and we don't move on. We keep responding to the old stuff, and the old stuff wears us out because we're responding to stuff that isn't even there. But its imprint is in the nerve system and the energy system.
Gee, funny, can't let go and move on. I can think where that's an issue in a lot of cases these
yes.
days for many. So maybe we'll do a lot of surrogate healings.
Yes.
So we can all let go.
Indeed.
Let
so
go,
that's,
move on.
That's why we, we also have Linda here to help the humans move on and get their energy moving because, of course, that human and animal bond.
Yes, and while Dr. Nels is still working on Trooper, I just want to make sure that you all know that Dr. Nels and Linda, they do not diagnose or treat things. Okay, they don't even really have to know anything about what's going on, whether it's physical or emotional or behavioral. They don't need to know, okay, because they don't focus on that. They tune into the individual animal or human, and then you connect the dots, so to speak, where you feel the blockages.
Yeah, we find the interference.
You find the interference in the body, straighten that out, and
just allow it to go back to normal.
Yeah, so then the body can. So it's not, you don't diagnose, you don't treat. It is not a replacement for other types of treatment or medication. It just helps the body find its own balance, heal itself, so to speak, and what's going on, and makes everything else work better.
Right.
Right. Okay, is that kind of where we're at?
That's good. Okay, so I just rebalanced to the left side as well on Trooper, and that's looking good. We got some stuff freed up there for Trooper. So what else have you got, Beth?
Well, we have Dakota, who tends to eat a lot of grass, and I think he may have stomach problems. So I'm just wondering if he's feeling good in his digestive system.
Well, it's a Dakota, and what kind of a dog is he?
He is a...
Or she?
It's a boy, and he's a really big golden retriever, St. Bernard Shepherd mix.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah,
he is a
hairy dog.
Big guy. So Dakota. Now,
Dakota with a T.
Dakota?
Yeah, with a T. It means friend to all.
Ah, Dakota. So our friend to all, Dakota. And you said he's had some stomach issues, eating grass, that sort of thing. And eating grass is not an unusual or bad thing for dogs to do. Sometimes it's indicative of a problem, but sometimes it isn't.
He ate 4 pounds and had to have it surgically removed.
That is when it is a problem.
Now, is a problem. Yeah.
Now, see, remember what I was just telling you, though. See, Dr. Nels doesn't diagnose or treat these things. But sometimes he can tell, like, no, you're already working on Dakota.
Right.
So can you tell the points where you're working on, might they be related to?
Well, there's
or can you tell?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is it's kind of a global balancing. It sort of balances the whole system. But I have noticed that certain places that I touch seem to be related to things that are going on internally in the body. So without diagnosing, I can just say that based on the point I'm on the side of the body out on the rib cage, that says to me that there's something going on with the stomach or perhaps the gallbladder. It's always, you know, you can't really tell for sure.
Right, right.
But there's something going on.
There was an imbalance
that
you're working on,
right.
And that very likely could be connected with what Beth is describing.
Yeah,
the problem that Dakota has.
Right.
So is this a constant thing that Dakota goes through, Beth, or?
No, he only did it once last October. Nobody knows why he ate that much grass.
Wow. But how much did he eat, did you say?
4 pounds.
4 pounds? That's really hard to even imagine. Wow. And have to surgically remove 4 pounds of grass.
He was in intensive care. He was in the animal hospital for about 5 nights.
Yeah, that is a great big deal. I mean, dogs are not meant to digest grass, so that's just one big stuck lump of stuff in there.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't hurt, Beth, for you to call in next week because we got Natasha Venter in, you know, our psychic gal.
Okay.
It'd be real interesting to have her go back, look at that energy.
Yeah, I think I called her when we were thinking about what our pony needed as far as his end of life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to call in next week, we could have her look at it, see if we could see what might be going on.
Okay.
Because that's really, really bizarre. And
yeah.
Glad it only happened once.
Why would a dog want to eat that much grass?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So I just am rebalancing the left side of his body as well. There's a similar point there that may be affecting the digestive system in some way. And we got that all balanced up. So, okay, Dakota has now more balance than we started with, and that's at least a good beginning. So what else have you got?
We got another one, Beth?
We only have one more, and the doctor knows this boy. His name's Tuff.
Oh, yeah, good
Tuff.
Old Tuff. All right.
What kind of a dog is Tuff?
He is a shepherd border collie mix.
Okay. And
that's what they say.
Yeah.
He looks to me more like I've met him, and he looks more like a shepherd with maybe a little hound dog or something.
Shepherd hound mix.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. But and he has a significant problem. I'm going to start doing a little balancing there. You can tell the audience a little more about what his problem has been.
Okay.
And then we're going to have Linda tune in to you, Beth, if that's okay, so she can clear up any little issues that might be transferring to your animals. Does that sound good?
That'd be fine.
And then I'm going to chime in, too. So you're getting a triple whammy here.
Okay, well, tell us about
Tuff.
But
let's see. So you're working on Tuff.
Right.
Now, so Beth, tell us a little bit about Tuff.
Well, we adopted Tuff when he was 2 months old,
mm-hmm.
and he had had his first 2 sets of shots.
Mm-hmm. And how old is he now?
He is 4.5 months.
Oh, so he's a young one. Oh.
Yeah, he's just a baby. But we got a call from the shelter about 2 weeks after we had him, so we're well bonded. And they said that his siblings had distemper.
Oh, wow.
So they told us that it's fatal and we
can
bring him back. And, of course, we said no. We're going to do what we can for him. 2 litters were brought up from California. And right now, all but him and 1 sibling have passed on. He's seen Nels. He's getting acupuncture from the shelter. And they have him on a seizure med. And it seems like he's doing better.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm real glad you're having Nels work on him. I can tell you that, in many cases, distemper kills so quickly there's nothing you can do about it. I remember as a child growing up, I remember my friends getting a kitten next door. And before they could even get the kitten into the vet to get vaccines, the kitten just died. And the 20 years I spent working in veterinary hospitals, too often they get the virus and they're gone before you can do anything. But I have seen over the years a number of cases, and I can tell you it started when I was a kid. My parents' first dog, Bounce, a Cocker Spaniel, he had distemper as a puppy and survived. Oh, but he was majorly messed up. Well, he was a Cocker Spaniel. That kind of comes with a lot of weird genetics. He was a nasty dog. But he survived. And I know of a number of other dogs that have survived. So we'll think good thoughts for Tuff and bless you for working with him. So you got him all balanced out?
Yep, he's balanced up.
All right. So your turn, Linda, to take over with Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hello.
So I'm going to invite you to think about a health concern, just bringing that into your thoughts.
Okay.
And notice how you feel about it.
Yeah.
And then set that aside and put your attention on the word conscientious and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking up at your forehead. And the kind of breathing I'd like you to be doing is to take a breath in and then exhale completely and keep your breath held out as long as you comfortably can, letting your breath back in as soon as you need to.
All right, Beth, you've got your eyes closed. You're looking up towards your forehead behind those closed eyes. You are letting all your breath out, holding it out as long as you can, replacing when you need to, thinking conscientious, and the number two. Conscientious and the number two. Linda's tuning in and working on that as soon as things are balanced.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, Beth, just tip your head forward very gently, tucking your chin, and then let your head rise. And then just let yourself go back to that health concern, just bringing that back into your thoughts and noticing how you feel about it. Okay, good job. That's complete. So the affirmation will be, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious.
I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious.
Yeah. And another alternative to that would be, I'm grateful and thankful for my perfect health.
Grateful and thankful for my perfect health.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Great affirmations. All right. So that's a real good start for you, Beth, and for all the dogs. Just want to say a couple of things. We can look at, if you call in next week with the Dakota and eating all that grass and all that stuff, one of the things I teach sometimes is the human-to-animal transference, and our animals pick up and process our stuff. Be interesting to look at, because sometimes when they eat weird things, it has to do with the diet and the eating habits of the human they live with. So we could explore that more. The other thing I was concerned about would be Trooper, and you said that he's hurting and he's grouchy. Is that is he older, and could that be arthritic type joint type stuff that's hurting him?
Yeah, he's 7.5.
But really large guy. I would strongly recommend that you get him the supplement called Connectin. Connectin, and you listen up, everybody, because I wanted to tell you about this anyway, because I'm having another miraculous experience with this stuff. It is the best arthritic joint soreness product I've ever found. It blows everything out of the water, even the most expensive prescriptions from vets. It's glucosamine and chondroitin combined with 9 herbs at therapeutic levels, and it seems to be that combination. It's a powder you sprinkle in the food. You double the dose for a couple of months, and then you it go down once they've got a blood level. I put my Robbie on it a little while ago. He's 9 and a half. My God, he's turned into a puppy again. And Cindy from Salton, we're going to be talking to, we put her dog on it. Emily is completely turned around and has energy again. So check it out, Beth. It's a fabulous supplement.
And how do you spell it again?
Connectin. C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-N. It's made by a company called In Clover. I get it at Bridges. They have the small on the shelf. I have them order the large size for me.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, we're a little bit out of time. Cindy and Holly, you're going to need to hold on through the top of the hour, but we'll pick you up on the other side. We will start with phone calls immediately. Right now, we're going to get on the love train. And remember, we got a job to do. We're sending this love and light to Ukraine and Russia and everywhere around and all the parties involved, seeing peace restored and continuing in the area. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your chair, you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up with me, I'll cruise by and pick you up on the love train. And let's see, we energize up with our yogi energization prayer, so here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination. Our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.